This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Coming up, our week in review. But first, we begin today with a story that involves a secret archive at a Boston college and an investigation by British authorities who want to get hold of some of its contents. At stake are promises of confidentiality, an overseas criminal investigation, and oral histories about the bloody sectarian strife that plagued Northern Ireland for decades.
Those oral histories were collected by two members of the IRA who were fighting to end British rule in Northern Ireland. They interviewed men and women who'd been involved in some of the most violent episodes of the sectarian war. And in exchange for their candor, they were promised that the interviews would remain sealed until their deaths.
The tapes ended up in a Boston College archive. They included an interview with Brendan Hughes, an IRA commander, which was featured in a 2008 documentary.
Do you have a problem with committing all this to a secret tape to be used only after you have died?
I don't have a problem with that. If I did have a problem with that, I would be sitting here talking into your microphone. I think a lot of the stuff that I'm saying here, I'm saying it in trust because I have a trust in you. And I have never, ever, ever admitted being a member of the IRA. Never. I've just done it here.
Brendan Hughes died in 2006, so after that his interview could be released. But now law enforcement officials in Northern Ireland have subpoenaed the rest of the tapes as part of an investigation into murders and kidnappings committed decades ago.
We're joined now by Liam Clark, political editor for the Belfast Telegraph. He's been following the story and joins us from a BBC studio in Northern Ireland. And Liam Clark, good to have you.
Hello.
Tell us more about these tapes, how they ended up at Boston College.
Well, it was always set up as a scheme from Boston College. It was Ed Maloney, an Irish journalist, an award-winning Irish journalist who moved to America, suggested it to Boston College and then recruited Anthony McIntyre, who you heard speaking to Brendan Hughes, to record the tapes. The understanding was always that they'd be kept until death so people could be completely frank. And the British authorities are trying to subpoena, in fact, it's a police service of Northern Ireland conducting a murder investigation, are trying to subpoena Brendan Hughes's tapes and a tape also made by a woman called Dolores Price, who was an IRA bomber in England. She's from Belfast, well-known Republican, also an actress later on in life. But she's still alive, but she said that she had given a tape to Boston College. She made that public in a newspaper interview and reprised some of its contents, which bore on the abduction of a woman called Jean McConville, who was murdered and secretly buried by the IRA. And like Brendan Hughes, she accused Gerry Adams, the president of Sinn Féin, who's now a member of the Irish Parliament, of having a commanding role in some of these events.
So
Mr.
Liam,
Adams denies that, of course.
Yeah, so Liam Clark, so really one of the issues at play here is if some of these tapes are released, it could put people who were involved in these interviews and doing these interviews in a fairly difficult situation.
Well, it could. It certainly would put Dolores Price in a difficult situation. I spoke to her today and she said she had no intention of cooperating with the police. It would also put Anthony McIntyre, who gave the assurances and conducted the interview, and he says he's prepared to go to jail rather than confirm who he spoke to. If it's a living person, he doesn't mind confirming people who are dead. And it does create a very difficult ethical situation. I put this to the police today and they said, well, as long as the law remains how it is, they're conducting a murder investigation and they must follow up every lead. But that's not how colleges will see it. That's not how people who keep oral archives and academic researchers will see it.
Well, speaking of that, Liam Clark, let me just read very quickly just one paragraph here from a statement from Boston College, which said today that they're reviewing the subpoena. They want more information in light of the ramifications it poses regarding the safety of the interviewers and the impact on oral history project as an academic enterprise. So clearly a possible standoff here between an American academic institution and law enforcement officials in Northern Ireland. Where do you see this going?
Well, I don't know. My knowledge of American law isn't sufficiently strong, but as I understand it, you have very strong protections for freedom of speech and information there. So I would imagine it'll be a difficult legal tussle. We'll just have to see how it turns out. It's difficult to know how useful these tapes would be to the police, even if they got them, because because somebody has said something in a tape, that doesn't mean it's admissible in court as evidence. You know, to get something into a UK court,
sure.
I'm sure it has to be sworn testimony.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Why now? The cases in question, my understanding, some of them 40 years old, the tapes have been around for a while. Why now?
Well, the I suppose law enforcement agencies work slowly, but it's not that long that we have had the contents of Brenton Hughes' tapes. No, and I think the documentary was maybe went out a year last year, and Dolores Price then gave interviews. So they've looked through these and decide, presumably looked to see, do we think legally we can get them, and now they've decided to move. The British government seems reasonably embarrassed by it. I mean, the senior minister here in Northern Ireland, Owen Paterson, had praised this archive and said it was the sort of thing that should be done, and he'd like to get something similar in the UK. So I don't think it's a government-directed thing. I think it's just a police investigation pushing it as hard as it can.
Well, Liam Clark, fascinating story. Thanks so much for shedding a little light on it for us. We're very grateful. That's Liam Clark. He's a political editor for the Belfast Telegraph. He spoke to us from a studio in Northern Ireland. Thanks again, Liam.